Blog Talk Radio.
Don't wait till the battle is over. You can shout right now. Hallelujah.
His name for who he is and how good he's been to you. Praise the Lord. He is a good God to you. He's been a mighty good God to you. He's been better to you than you've been to him. Praise God. Praise God. Raise your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Yes. This is Evangelist Betty Harris bringing you the Seed of Prosperity broadcast on this Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's blessed to be in the land of living. It's blessed to be here. It's blessed for me to be here. Thank the Lord. On the radio, I didn't know I'd be, you know, things be prophesied to you years ago, and then you receive it and you hold on to it. But you know, sometimes things happen years ago. You keep on remembering what they told you. I didn't know that lady said you're gonna be worldwide missionary. So you said she's gonna be a worldwide missionary, and then she told her daughter. Her daughter just looked, you know, and I one of them seasoned Church of God Christ mothers of the church. And then you know, you get those seasoned mothers of the Church of God in Christ, these seasoned grandmothers and mothers, they're in the Lord, and these praying mothers, when the Lord speaks to them through you, to you, through them, you better hold on to it. I don't care what it is, you better hold on to it. So it's from God, and she hit the nail on the head. This is going nationwide, all over the world. All me going all over the world. Some of y'all never heard of me, but you're going out. But I'm going all over the world. Hallelujah! Those don't know famous people that can get me in this door, or that door. Your gift will make room for you. Your gift make room for you. Just hold on. Just stay in the Lord. See, we get out of the Lord. We get out of the Lord. We don't want to serve him. Your gift will make room for you. I'm the living testimony. I'm a living witness. Your gift make room for you. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. When people shut the door in your face and this and that and don't try to help you, open doors for you, talk to their friends about you to let you speak in their churches or whatever. Your gift make room for you. Just hold on to the Lord. Stay in that. Stay in the Lord. Get high and high in him. And Lord, open the door. Lord, open. This is the door the Lord has opened for me, and I'd like to say to help somebody else that have been down and sit on and people don't want to help you. You know, in fact, got favoritism. This favoritism is all in the church, and you know it is. Don't I? Look, let's be for real. Favoritism are there, and you're not one of the cliques. You know, you're not in the in crowd. You don't get anything. You don't even get up to even say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But if you stay in God, God will open up that door. And look at me now. Look at me now. Raise your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. You know, and I look at me now on the air, on the radio. I look at nobody. It's man outside, but somebody in God outside. On the radio talking to all over the world. My boy's going all over the world on the internet. On Facebook, on Twitter, all the places. It's gone all over the world. This is my 50th broadcast. Thank the Lord. It's going all over the world. I thank the Lord for it. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It might not be the show you like, but it's the show the Lord telling me to do. And I'm talking about caregivers. Caregivers. And it's how pleasant and how good it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. You know, I'll talk about caregivers. I had a thought. We're always going to start with something, but God can always change the strategy. He said, just started praying for different things, different topics. Just pray. So you just broadcast as a stepping stone of prayer to help people be delivered and to bless people and encourage people. And you know, you don't have to have a big I and a big U, and I'm just an ordinary lady, woman, grandparents, grandmother, mother, still trying to do what the Lord wants me to do. And he no respect a person. Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. Talking about caregivers. Caregivers are very important. We need them so much, and a lot of people will suffer greatly without in the compassion of their caregivers. But so many of them are not appreciated. I'm talking about caregivers. You got to take care of your mama, your daddy, You're the only one, even though it can be 20,000 in your family, 20,000 sisters and brothers, you're the only one that's doing anything. You're the caregiver. It's a lonely, it gets lonely out there. See, and people doing their own thing, they don't stop their life, but yet you got to stop your life. And you don't mind it because you love the loved ones. A lot of people are caregivers, they love the person. But still, the old body get tired sometimes. Can't they come in sometime and say, I keep her while you go shopping. I keep her while you go to church. I keep this person or that person while you do this, while you do that. Can't they do it sometime? But do they do it? No, they don't do it. Caregivers have a hard time. It's lonely. Yeah, they get hard. They get tired. Old body get tired. And some of them are sick themselves. So, you know, some caregivers are sick. They are sick themselves. Some of them are not young women. Some of them are not young men. They are elderly people trying to help with their loved ones, help with their neighbor, and nobody coming by and see about them. Caregivers, God concerned about you, caregivers. You're not in this thing by yourself. He's concerned about you. Yeah, he know it's hard on you. It's tired. You get tired. You get tired. Not tired of doing it for that person, but that old body get tired. People come around, and when they do come around, some of them, now, you know, caregiver is a broad thing. I mean, a lot of situation. It's a lot of situations. That's a lot of situation, which is quite natural. But I'm talking about the one that the Lord given me. And they come around, they not to sit down and talk, but when they come down, do they try to help? Let me wash your clothes, or let me clean up for you, or let me cook for you. Come down there and talk. And run them out. And some of them, and some brothers and sisters, when they come around, the old people, the old parents, the old parents sick with a stroke, or just sick and old, you know, and they come around by check time and want to borrow money. Oh, yes, they do. And you do, too. Borrow money. No, when they lie and say, I'll pay you back when I get my paycheck, no, they lying. They know they lying from the get-go. They not planning on paying that person back. I'm talking about caregivers. You in this thing by yourself. And that's what they do. Yeah, that's how they do you. I can talk. Yeah, they do you exactly like that. They come by. How you doing, Mama? How you doing, Auntie? Sit down and talk and run their mouth. That's all. And some of them don't stay for a few minutes. Well, I got to go. Got something to do. Don't never try to help you out. Don't never try to say, let me do this for you. Let me do that for you. Go and have yourself a free day. Never do that. Well, she getting the check. She getting the check. How much is a check? My God. And then got your whole life on hold. Your whole life against a check. You're a young person, or you're able to get about. And, you know, you're able to do this and able to do that. And talk about the check. That check does not cover that. You know, the check does not cover it. Because really, the check does not, you know, it does not cover everything. It does not cover everything. It sure does not. But they... They owe your case. You get the money. You get it. Well, she get his check. She get her check. He get her check. He get his check. That's all they think about, that check. And your whole life been at a standstill. A standstill, day and night. Then if you faithful, then if you want to do right. I mean, you're there day and night. And then when you do go somewhere, you got to rush and do what you got to do, and then come on back. Well, you know, I keep it for a couple of hours. I can't, look, don't you stay gone too long now. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. They do you like that. Caregivers, the Lord concerned about you. He concerned, he see what you're doing. He concerned about you. Now, people don't pray like this. Now, they had their progress broadcast trying to get, you know, big. But now God said, y'all want me to be down to earth. Get these problems down to earth problems, the everyday problems. This is an everyday situation. Caregivers, every day, by yourself, doing all this stuff by yourself. And mothers and daddies, sometimes they waiting on the mother might be waiting on the dad, and the dad might be waiting on the mama, and the children, they come by. That's all, just to talk and run them out. Don't try to help. Don't have time. My wife, my husband. I get so sick of that. My wife, my husband. Well, why you have to go over there all the time? You know, your children need you, and you need to be at home with your family. And know you need to be helping with your mama and your daddy. Sometimes, too, you go everywhere else you want to go. No. You know, poor thing. He let that protect devil just do everything. No, even try to help. Even feed the person. Even give the person some water. Even change the diaper. Change the bed on them. Give them a bath. Nothing. Caregivers. Well, I'm talking about down the earth. We get down there on caregivers. It's bad. We do caregivers so bad. Don't think about that. Don't think about that. Had 20,000 kids and everything and cousins and nephews and whatever, and you're and one person doing all the work and nobody can help. No, let's be for real. You can help. You're not going to do that much anyway, but you can help. But one thing about caregiving, just a little bit help, just a little bit. Even if you say, go to the movie sometime, huh? Have some money, go to the movie. Or go and get your lunch and just sit down and just enjoy yourself. You know, caregivers. We're not thinking about, they always, people think about themselves, don't think about the caregiver. But the Lord concerned about the caregiver because he wouldn't have me to talk about caregiver because I was going to talk about something else. But God kept giving me caregivers, and then he wanted me to do what he wanted. He wanted me to do what he wanted me to do. He wanted me to do what he told me to do. Caregivers, and that's what I'm talking about, caregivers today. I'm going to pray for the sick and everything. I'm praying for the caregivers. I'm praying for the sick, too. But he wanted me to talk about the caregivers. They go through. They have a hard time by themselves. Nobody to help them. Yes. It's lonely. Yes. Praise the Lord. It's something. They don't care. They don't care where they body down, waiting on the loved ones. Don't care how many. And then too, some of them can be rich people, but still, they still no matter how much money some of them are paid real good, but still they still human beings. Sometimes you want a break, an hour or two. You know. Then if you can't, you just do what you can. But that's be for real. We all want a break sometimes. Even when you're on a job, you want a break, a lunch break, a coffee break, or just a break. Why can't we give them a break sometime? Caregivers. That the shoe fits you wear, and the shoe does not fit, you don't have to wear. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about caregivers. So, yeah, they are important to have. And some of them treat the people real nice. They treat them. I mean, they go out their way to make sure all their needs are taken care of. Caregivers. God's concerned about the caregivers. And we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the many blessings. And we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to pray for the caregivers and to let them know that you are concerned about them. Lift their head up, Lord. They're sick in their body, Lord. Heal their body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch their body, Father, whatever the ailment is, touch, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give strength, Lord. Give strength, Lord. Send help too, Lord. Send them some help sometimes. Send them some help, Father, in the name of Jesus. They don't need but a little help, Lord. They just want just a little help. Just some help, Lord. Send help. You see how they toiling and working and striving, trying to do all that. It's a lot involved, Lord. And, Lord, they just feel so, they are so confined to one spot, to the house, to the apartment, or wherever they are doing their work as a caregiver, Lord. Help them, Lord. Help them, let them know that you see them, and they're not in this situation by themselves. Give them strength to hold on, strength to continue to do what they're doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. They are needed, Lord. The caregivers are needed, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, touch, Lord, touch. Touch, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Set free, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, touch, move in the room, Lord. Give strength to the body, Father, and they go back and pull, and they take care of, as they do this, Lord, as the caregiver. Give them strength, Lord. The whole body wears down. The whole body get tired. The body get tired, Lord. Sometimes the mind don't get tired, but the body, Lord, the whole body is tired, Lord. Oh, give them strength, Father. Give them the strength that they need, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. So many people, Lord, they don't realize the caregivers, Lord. They go through, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord, touch him, Father. In the name of Jesus. Higher, higher, higher. higher, higher, higher. It is Sunday, I see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, touch it, Father. Touch the caregivers, Lord. They need your help, Lord. They need encouragement, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, they need encouragement, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch. Give strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. You're so good. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Yes, Lord. This is Evangelist Betty Harris. Yes, bring you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. You can call. If you want prayer, you call 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. I'm on internet. I'm on Facebook. Praise the Lord. So praise the Lord. You can call if you want to call for prayer. You want to call and say a few words. Praise the Lord. Let me know you listen to me. Praise God. I thank the Lord for those that are tuning me in, those that are following me. I thank the Lord, those that tunes me in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for listening to me. I thank you, Lord, that I can hold your attention. I hold your attention to see what I'm talking about. Oh, but I'm talking about Jesus, huh? I'm talking about Jesus. When the founder, I'm talking about Jesus and what he can do for you and what he will do for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for God to do. There's nothing too hard for him to do. Hallelujah. The Lord is concerned about you. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This broadcast is to help the people that nobody that turn their back on you. And nobody seems to care about your condition. Nobody seems to care about your problems. They don't care. But, oh, the Lord cares about you. The Lord cares about your problem. He's concerned about your situation. He's concerned about even a little smaller detail in your life. He's concerned about you. What shoes you going to wear, what clothes you going to wear, what you going to cook. Hallelujah. How you going to feed your children. He's concerned about you. Ah, glory. God's concerned about the little man. He's concerned about the little woman, the one nobody wants to deal with. Nobody cares. Nobody looks their way. Oh, the one that's been misused and the one that's been mistreated. Hallelujah. The Lord is concerned about you. Yes, he is. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He wants prayer to go out for the little underdog. He's concerned about the underdog. The underdog. Hallelujah. The underdog. Higher. You feel like you're the underdog. Yeah. But God is concerned about the underdog. He's concerned about the underdog. Higher. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. He's concerned about the underdog. Yes. Those are the ones the Lord used the underdog. Huh? The Lord just gave him that the underdog. He's concerned about the underdog. Yes, Lord. He's concerned about the underdog. But I'm listening back to Betty Harris. See the prosperity broadcast. I got to get them more together. Praise the Lord. But I thank the Lord for what it is for me right now. I'm doing it. I'm going on. Did I get it right? Like I have a lot to. But until then, we're gonna make it on broken pieces. Yes, Lord. That's all my life. Been making it on broken pieces. That's all I know. How to make it on broken pieces. I have learned down through the year. You can make it on broken pieces. Yes, you can. Praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to praise God. Praise God. We're going to have a son. Praise the Lord. God, so listen, Benjamin Harris, come to you from Memphis, Tennessee. When you're driving through on the expressway and you pick me up, this is Benjamin Harris. Just a little country lady, just a little nobody. On nobody, but on somebody in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You know, if we can get this thing on, praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. But we can get this right here on. Let me see. Oh, we're going to get it. Bye. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to get these things together. Oh, my Lord. Oh, wait a minute. Praise the Lord. Isn't that you? I'm trying. Praise the Lord. This is Imagine Better Have. Give me a call. Oh. Hey. Give me a call. That's not praying. I'm on the line again. 304, I see you. Praise the Lord. This is my friend. He called me all the time. Yeah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And if you want prayer, just hit a one. Praise the Lord. Yeah, this number comes all the time. Thank the Lord. This was the fifth time this 304 have come up. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Yes, Lord. We're going to pray. Fire in the blood. Yes, Lord. Yes. Give me a call. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to get the sun. Oh, Lord. Praise the Lord. This is much better have when you see the prosperity broadcast.
Oh,
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Betty Harris, bringing you a City of Prosperity broadcast from Memphis, Tennessee. It's good to be in the land of living. I'm glad for those of you who are tuning me in. I thank the Lord. I'm going all over the world. Thank the Lord. Somebody going to hear me. It's going to be a blessing to somebody. It's a lot of caregivers out there. A lot of caregivers going through, too. Praise the Lord. They need strength. They need encouragement. The Lord sees you. He gave me this topic. Pray for the caregivers. The caregivers. This is a different type of program. It's not just it's a little singing, a few words, and then talking and praying. I said, pray. You just as a platform to pray. You don't have to beat down doors or nothing. Just pray. Let them beat your doors down. You don't have to beat down anybody's doors. Just pray. I tell you, just pray. And that's what I'm doing, too. That's what I use this to pray. And, you know, it's kind of odd. It's kind of an odd situation. Trying to just use it, you're talking about the word, and you know, but he says prayer. Folks need prayer. They're going through. We are going through. We need prayer. No matter how much money you got, you need prayer because you know what, you're sick. And you need prayer. You're sick and you need prayer. You sick and you need prayer. And you got all that money, but the doctor have not healed you. And you have not been healed. And you want all this money, you still not healed. We need prayer. God said pray. All these situations. And you know, in this situation, that situation, God know every situation in this world, everybody, situation it is. He know what it is. He know what it's going to take. And he wants prayer to go all over the world. Prayer, just pray. It's going all over. Praise the Lord. Let us pray again. Not one more time. Let us pray another time. Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Betty Harris. Evangelist Betty Harris bringing you City of Prosperity broadcast from Memphis, Tennessee. Come on every Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Listen to me. Have somebody tune me in on the Blog Talk Radio. Blog, it's their BLOG, Talk Radio. Put me on Twitter. See the Prosperity, Betty Harris, put me up on the internet 24 hours a day and put me up. All my 50 episodes going to be on the internet. It's not good. I'm learning how to do it. I know I always have technical difficulty, but I'm learning how to do things, and I'm waiting for I get me a stationary place where I can get all my equipment together and my books and stuff, you know. I like my books to be near me, all kinds of books, you know, religion books, reference books. So I just go from book to book and have, you know, read out the verses or references and everything. And I want to be able to just touch it, my hand just get right on. I don't like, you know, be looking just by my paper. I want to be all outlined. Praise the Lord. One day the Lord gonna bless me to have all that together. But I thank the Lord for where it is. Because as long as I'm on air, it's all right. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray. We're talking about caregivers. Caregivers. Are you a caregiver? Do you know someone that is a caregiver? Caregiver. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to wait on people and you are the only one, you know, and no help, you know. They look at you just like, you know, well, she getting the check, you know. Even though they got more children besides just one, but yet you the one that always tell me she got the check or he got the check. But see, what you got to split the check 5 different ways or 10 different ways or 20 different ways? How many ways you want to split one check up? Somebody got to be the main person over to handle the money. Somebody got to do it. But no, everybody wants to hand in the cookie jar and then don't want to do nothing. Just want the money. You know, bills got to be paid and medicine is high. You got to keep track of this. They don't want to do nothing. Just come in there and get their paw, pour to be their paw. Every time I look around, where my paw? My paw, my paw. I always trying to think what daddy got or what mama got. Or she just wants the money. You know? Don't try to help. That's still your mama. That's still your daddy. That's still your auntie. That's still your grandmama. That's still your granddaddy. Always talking about the money, the money, the money. And we were worried about helping with that person and helping make sure the needs are met and able to get him in out the wheelchair or just get him in and out the bed, everything, or help clean the bed up. Lord was blessed. But no, they always talk about the money and don't want to do nothing. We run their mouths all the time. Talking about caregivers have a hard time. I'm getting with caregivers. They're in this thing. They think they're in this thing by themselves, but the Lord sees them. He want me to pray about caregivers. Have on a broadcast. Or have this broadcast talking about caregivers. Caregivers. I was thinking about something. I said, I want to do this topic. And the Lord bring it right back. Caregivers. You do caregivers. That's what I want you to do. Talk about caregivers today. I'm about to pray about underdog. But, you know, really, the caregivers, sometimes they are considered an underdog. Nobody seems to try to help them, you know, or concern about them, or let me leave you while you go. Just go out for a couple of hours, you know, and just chill out. Nobody thinking about that at all. Oh, nobody thinking about the helping the poor caregiver. Only thing they talking about, especially the person got some money. Well, she's gonna get the money. She's gonna get the house, this and that. Caregiver, just where your heart is. Where your heart is. Praise the Lord. Oh, I just thank you, Jesus. Yeah, the caregiver. Who preached about the caregiver? I don't hear them a lot of people preach about the caregiver, the underdog. You know, all this stuff. God is concerned about. He's concerned about you. Yeah, we go through and think, Lord, do you see? Do you see me? Lord, nobody cares? Do you see me? I said, Lord, do you see? Do you see? Get you. Let me tell you one thing. You have to go through and all the preach the word. You hear me? You have to go through all of the, and I have to go through and all the, tell y'all, talk on this broadcast. I've been through. Yes, I have. I know what I'm talking about. I know how to do you. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. We're going to have melody from heaven. Oh, God. Rain down on us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes.
All right. I'm feeling a little better now. I feel so now. Okay, yeah. I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm feeling all right now.
Rain down on us. Rain down on us. That is the Lord. This is the best bed to have from Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, God. Oh, God. Problem is 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. If you want prayer, if you want to talk, if you just want to speak to me, just say hi, you best bed to have it, or whatever. Oh, yeah. Tell me how you like the show. I know it's different. That's for sure. It's different. Oh, it's not the... It's not the usual type of broadcast. Believe me. God has changed this thing all around. That's what, he changed this thing around. God got a way, God got a format for you. He got a way he wants this program to go. He got a plan. Yeah, pray. That's the Lord. Peace be still. Hey, yeah. Raise your hands to the Lord, I thank you. Raise your hands to the Lord, I thank you. Hiya. Glory. Yes, I can see it. Don't have to, Lord, I thank the Lord you got freedom to see it. That, you know, we're going to do it this way. No, we're going to do it the way the Lord want me to go. Praise the Lord. No, you don't dictate to me which way to do this show. I like to do it the way the Lord want me to go. Maybe you might not like it, but somebody might like it. You know, you never know. When you go all the way, when you're going all the way around the world, a lot of people, you just do as the Lord leads you, and then you have to worry about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're going to pray, Father, about the caregivers and about the underdogs and stuff. The underdogs. Yeah, the misused and mistreated. Your life cut off because you take care of people. Oh, yeah, your life can be at a standstill. It can be at a standstill. I thank you, Lord. Lord bless. First thing, I want to thank the Lord. Got me a better radio, a telephone. Praise the Lord. Equipment. I thank the Lord. He's working on my equipment. I thank God for that. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. So, praise the Lord. We're going to pray. I'm talking about caregivers. If you're a caregiver, stay tuned. If you're a caregiver, come close to the radio, the internet, or wherever you hear my voice. We're going to pray for God to give you strength to endure. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you. Father, you've been so good to us. By the name of Jesus, you've been so good to us. We thank you, Lord. We want to please you, Lord. You want me to talk about caregivers. Bless the caregivers. Give them strength, Father. Give them strength as they go by their daily routine and taking care of this person and that person and ripping and running, going to the store and back and forth to the hospital, make sure the appointments are kept, make sure they go to the right doctors and the right time. Father, help them, Father. Help them. Keep their mind straight. And keep their mind, Lord. Lord, they mean about the mind. Keep their mind so they won't get confused. There's so much to do. You got to do this appointment today, next appointment another day. Then you got to go this for this examination. Then you got to go here for that examination. Oh, God, let them be able to keep them focused. Focus, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch their body, Lord. Some of them sick in their own body, Father. And they take care of other people, but they're caregivers, but they sick themselves. A lot of caregivers are in the name of Jesus, but one thing they say, somebody got to do it. Somebody got to do it. Somebody got to do it. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them a shit. Heal their body, Lord. Heal their body. Heal their body, Lord. Touch their body. Touch their body, Holy Ghost. Move on that body in the name of Jesus. Lift up the bowed down head. Lift up the discouragement, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Touch. Holy Ghost, touch. Hallelujah. Touch, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In your name. Hallelujah. In your name. Bring peace. Bring unity. Bring calmness, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, Lord, you're concerned about them. Let them know. You hear the cry, Lord. Hallelujah. Sunday, I see. Healy, I show. Yeah, yes, so. They're doing all they can do, Lord. Doing all they know what to do, Lord. Help them, Lord. Help them, Lord. Give them a strength, Lord. Encourage their heart, Lord. Hire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Speak to them, man. In the name of Jesus. Talk to them, Lord. Hallelujah. Come in the room. They're doing all they can do, Lord. Oh, God. Touch. In the name of Jesus, touch their heart. Oh, Lord, let them know you're concerned. You love them. Hallelujah. Break every yoke in their life. Every yoke that needs to be broken, break those yokes, those chains, Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, dry up the tears, Lord. Some of them go through so much, Lord, from other people, Father. Hallelujah. They're doing all they know how to do, Father. Ah, and they've been misused and mistreated, so many of them. Lord. Oh, touch their heart. Encourage their heart, Father. Touch them, Lord. Holy Ghost, touch. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, it's your time. Let me see. Let me pray, it's your time. Let's see.
How many people know it's your time? Oh. We want to thank y'all for coming. I just want to encourage somebody, let you know I am speaking over your life. You get ready to walk into the best time of your life. You are getting ready to get your inheritance. Just look at somebody and say, it's your time. Vanessa, come to the stage for me, please.
Yeah, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on, y'all, and say, it's your time. Everybody, can you say that with a thing?
It's your
time. Why don't you look at somebody and sing it to them? Overflow, the overflow, the overflow. Some of you are getting ready to start your own business. Some of you are getting ready to start your own practice. Some of you are getting ready to walk into the best season of your life. I came to tell you that it's your time.
It's your time.
Sing it for me. You know
it's your time.
On a full day.
Mine is sweet tonight. It's mighty sweet tonight. I said it's mighty sweet tonight. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, I'm telling you all that He's done for me. Some of you may not know it, but can I tell you what He's done for me? I said, can I tell you what He's done for me? Way back in 2003, it was back in January 2003, the doctors gave me a bad report, but my wife Tracy and I, we decided that we would believe the report of the Lord. We decided that we would believe the report of the Lord. He said, you're healed. He said, you're healed. He said, you're healed. And I'm standing here tonight. I said, I'm standing here tonight.
How many people know it's your time? Oh, just touch somebody and say, it's my time.
Ooh, it's your time. Came to tell you, hey, it's your time, it's your time. Oh, yeah, your time. Come on, quiet. Help me say, everybody say,
it's your time.
Sing it all over the building.
It's your time.
Sing it if you believe it's your time.
Your time.
Oh, oh, it's your time.
It's your time.
Sing it to somebody. Come
it's
on, tell them that. Say,
hey, it's your time.
The whole house say,
it's your time.
Came to empower you tonight.
It's your time.
Time. It's your time.
It's your time.
Karen, we're Karen there. Come over for me.
It's your time.
Oh. Come on up.
It's your time.
Encourage somebody. Somebody walk her around. Walk her around.
Yes.
Walk her. Break it on down, break it on down, break it on down, break it on down, break it on down. Oh, talk to them a little bit, Karen. Tell them about their time. Tell them about their time.
It's your time. Oh, you may
time. It's your time. Yes, Lord, it's your time. Reach up and get it.
It's your time. It's your time. Yeah. It's your time. And then when you get down on your knees and pray, and it feel like you're all alone, but God will come in a little still voice like this, and he'll say, you're not alone, not alone.
It's your time. It's your time. Yes, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. Your time. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Betty Harris coming from Memphis, Tennessee. Every Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. 2 hours. 2 hours. We're going to have prayer. I talk a little bit. We'll have song. We have scripture sometimes. Yeah, we have scripture every day. Every time I come on. And then the routine the same. Main thing, God said, pray, pray, pray. And this is what I try to do. It's pray. Because there's so many needs out there. People sick in their body. They're going through bad marriages and bad divorcements. And they're going, wife, the husband beating the wife, and they shoot one another. Lord, it's prayer time, you all. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. Yes, it is. This is Pastor Betty Harris bringing you to see the prosperity broadcast. And it's prayer time. I'm dealing with caretaker. We're going to have another son. I need you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. You want to call me? All in.
Not an hour, another day. But at this moment, with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times. Throwing door and open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you. doing things on my own. The tests and trials that come to make me strong.
Not from yesterday. I need you right now. Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Harris. Call me. If you need prayer, 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is Evangelist Betty Harris bringing you Seed of Prosperity broadcast. So remember, stand and see. If God give it, raise your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Raise your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. Oh, praise the Lord. Talking about caregivers. Are you a caregiver? You know somebody that is a caregiver. Y'all have a story to tell. A caregiver. Even though other folks can help you, but they don't. You in this thing all by yourself. Everything what they, my dad used to say, everything looking at me in the face. Everything looking to you. Yes, Lord. Call me. Praise the Lord. Caregiver. You're going to have another son. Caregiver. Yeah, I was a caregiver. I know who you're talking about. I know about caregivers. I know. Yes, I know the ins and outs of a caregiver. Oh, my Lord. Lord, but make a way. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. I'm getting a check taken. Let me see. Won't be long. Come on, have a hard time. They have a hard time. Oh, the bad will make a way somehow. Yes, Lord. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, Lord, let me see. About the thing, Lord Jesus. To my caregiver. Oh, my Lord. Good. God is good. Okay. Oh. Yes, take me to the King, yes, Lord.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to
Jesus. Just, I'm trying to get these things together. I'm talking about, the storm is over. Let's see about this right here. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, tell my dad. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Tell my caregiver.
I tried to force a laugh. My lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain. Tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel. I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, couldn't see the sky, no, no. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh,
then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Yes, you did.
Hollered help, cause I was lost.
And then I felt a strong. My battle, all hope's gone.
Nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line. But no.
Then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Oh,
This is the Master Bear that has bringing Cedar Prosperity broadcast. I've been having technical difficulties. Y'all bear with me. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Yes, Lord. You have to bear with me. You know, there's another song. We're talking about caregivers. We're praying for people that are caregivers. God concerned about you.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
Jersey. you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. My.
Yes, Lord. My.
Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
Yes, Lord, got two smiles. Oh, my God, my God. Got my caregivers. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's so much going on. Oh, yes. Proverbs 17:22. Merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. You got to keep a merry heart. Can't get sad. They, I know I'm dealing with caregiver. Yeah, I know people, sometimes people give you do. I know. Let me start back over. People do you wrong a lot of times. They don't care for you. They do you any kind of way. Don't care. They talk to you any kind of way. You need help, they don't try to help you. You know, they go, caregivers go through now. Caregivers go through. They have a lot of responsibility on them. They are important. They have a lot of responsibility on them. I do a lot of different things. Some of them will be the mom and the dad and sister and brother both. Take care of all the business. Make sure they get fed. Make sure they get the medicine on time and the right medicine. And make sure they clean, you know, the beds change and everything. It's a problem. It's a job. I have to make sure they get the right food, cook the food and stuff. It's a job, caregivers. And God's concerned about you. And he let you know he's concerned about you. He's concerned about your caregivers. Yes, he is. He's concerned about you all caregivers. The responsibility you have. It's a responsibility to care for sick people. It's a responsibility. Some people, their lives go never change. But you're the one. They all gonna be one or two. They're gonna, what they said, step up to the plate. It's just one or two, not too many now. Okay, you had 20,000 kids, folks. You had 20,000 people that can help you. You might have one or two that are going to help you. I'm talking about caregivers. Caregivers. They don't care. And you know when people sick in your family and life just go on, then nothing happens. You know, I mean, some people don't miss a beat. Their life never changed. But the caregiver had to give up everything. Everything. To give up everything. You give up sometimes to give up the husband, the wife, everything. Because they got to take care of the loved one. Or take care of this person, that person. The lifestyle changes. Your lifestyle changes. Caregivers. Yes, it does. Your lifestyle changes. Yes, it does. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I'm thinking about caregivers. Talking about caregivers, praise the Lord. God concerned about caregivers. This is a hard topic by itself. Caregivers. Want to take care of sick people, want to take care of your loved ones, want to take care of that old lady and doesn't have any children, or that old man in the house by himself. They go by and sit by it when it's cold and ice and snow on the ground. They make sure they have food. Make sure the heat is on. Make sure the pipes have not burst. You know, caregivers. You have to think about all that. I had to look around and say, let me go and see my sister so-and-so, a brother so-and-so. Make sure they got the food. You cook the food, you know, and some of them caregivers, some of your neighbors, you go down and make sure they have food and cook food and take food to them. Caregivers. Caregivers. And sometimes they have children. But the children, they don't do their part. Sometimes their church mama, church mother, or church members with help, you know, and go and see about them. Make sure they're all right. Mother so-and-so, you all right? I just came to see how you doing. Caregivers. I have to go down. Let me go down there and see how she's doing now. And even if it can be raining, sleeting, or snowing, you go down there. Some of them, you go see about that old lady, that old man, by himself, sick, and nobody see about him. They go see about him. Caregivers. All these are caregivers. make sure they're all right. That's why when it gets real hot or real cold, even the newsman, even the news later, a newsman would say, y'all go and look after your neighbors. Make sure they're warm. Make sure they got heat. Make sure the air conditioning's on. Don't let them be in the house, a hot house and no air conditioning, or even in a cold house and no heat. Go see about your neighbors. When it get real cold down in the zero temperature, you go see about your neighbor. Go see about your loved ones. Caregivers. All kinds of caregivers. Make sure they're all right. Praise the Lord. Caregivers. Yes. Are you a caregiver? You know what I'm talking about. Caregivers. Yes, Lord. Caregivers. Somebody call the caregivers. People don't care. Somebody got to care. And you give them your time. You give your time. You give your life. You give your patience. You have to endure. Caregivers. You sick yourself, but you got to help. You got to go see my sister so-and-so. Let me see my auntie so-and-so. Let me see how she doing. And you're the one who have to see by. The other folks like your own lifestyle party. My sister so-and-so, honey. They supposed to be here, but they haven't come. And sometimes you look for people to come to relieve you for a couple of hours, and they don't even show up. Praise the Lord. Caregivers, they go through. Yeah, they go through. Praise the Lord, they go through. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah, they go through. But the Lord want me to speak on caregivers. Pray for caregivers. Let's get right, church. Let us go home. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. Mm-hmm. Gotta go home, yeah. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. I'm going home on the morning train, yeah. I'm
And now I do. Let's get right church and let's go home. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Praise God. It's on my caregivers.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say that.
We fall down,
over my,
but we get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But we get up,
back up again. We
fall down.
Oh, my, my,
but
my.
We get
back up again.
For a thing is just
yes,
a sinner.
Oh, yes, we are.
Down.
But we can't stay there.
Down.
There's a seed of righteousness inside of us. Oh,
we fall down.
Stay down.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down.
We fall down sometimes. But we get back up again.
We fall down.
Yes, we do
we
that.
We
rise back up again.
For the
Savior,
sinner.
Oh.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.